FBI Studios. This is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Roth. Last week, we covered informant Jeremy Witt's read-in trial testimony, where he claimed that Christian Smith, out of the blue, years after the murders, confessed to him during a shift at the water park. Jeremy's testimony is absolute nonsense, and he proves that himself. In his original anonymous call to police, the only information he shares is that Christian and Jackie's roommate, Lois Robbins, was upset about the fact that the police had searched their house, and that months after the search, Christian left for boot camp. That's all he knew. And that's not my opinion. Jeremy said exactly that during his phone call. He said that's all he knows. And you know the rest of the story. 5 years later, Bodmer goes to Witt's house. They have a conversation, and during that chat, Jeremy, who was drinking a beer when the police arrived, agrees to go to the station and record an interview where, lo and behold, now he says that he actually heard Christian confess directly to him. No more hearsay to deal with. And after he does so, Witt allegedly commits a series of other crimes. Police are called, and he's let off scot-free every time. These are not difficult dots to connect. But today, we're going to circle back to where it all began. This is Season 12, Episode 50, Lois Robbins.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that you did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven months after Detective Patterson recorded Witt's anonymous phone call, Lois Robbins is lured down to the police station to be interviewed. According to her, she was told to come down because she was a victim of identity theft, but when she arrived, she was told that they actually wanted to talk to her about another case. It's through Lois's interview that we really see what a scumbag Ryan Bodmer really is. And remember, he's the one that claimed to do the 52-minute drive from the crime scene to the Tower 88 coverage area in 38 minutes. I've been reading through the progression of this alleged confession by Christian, and what keeps jumping out at me is that Bodmer seems to be completely full of shit. I've posted his trial testimonies on the website under today's episode, so you can read some of the garbage that he pulled in this case. The Jeremy Witt situation is a perfect example. Witt calls the police and says he overhears Jackie and Lois talking about the raid of their house, which in all fairness, I think he probably did hear that. He had those details right, and you're about to hear even Lois's choice of words he had correct. But that's all he said in that call. And as I mentioned a minute ago, he said that's all he knows. So somehow Bodmer narrows down that it was probably him. I believe that he went through the employees at the water park from 2007 and saw that Witt had pending charges, or something to lose is another way to put it. And he took a gamble and goes to his condo with Detective Dickey. Now, we've heard throughout this season from all these officers that it's standard practice to use a belt recording device to record all interviews. That's why we have so many recorded interviews and why the audio isn't so great in a lot of them. But for some reason, in this case, neither Bodmer or Dickey turn on their recorders. They had gone to the house with a group of other officers, and they have all the other officers wait outside when Witt greets them at the door with a beer in his hand. They step inside with him alone. Neither of them turn on their recorders, which is their practice to do, and they talk to him for about 15 minutes. We have no record of what was said in those 15 minutes. What we know is, after that, they all three walk out and head to the police station for the interview that I played as a bonus earlier this week. And now, out of nowhere, 9 years after the fact, Witt has this new ridiculous story where Christian is just staring off into the mountains and confesses to a guy that he barely knows. Bodmer, Dickey, and Vargas are bound and determined to justify their existence by closing the case at this point. After you listen to this interview I'm about to play, go and read Vargas's report. It's posted on the website. And see if his reporting of the interview jives with what you actually heard with your own ears. I've searched all over this case file and I can't find an actual transcript of this interview. Just Vargas's revisionist history report. It may be in there, but I don't see it. If I do find the transcript, I'll post it, but it doesn't look like one exists. In the report, we have some real gems, where Vargas says Lois is probed about what the informant had said, but I don't remember actually hearing them ask about that at all. He also writes that the informant had said on a phone call that Christian had said that Robert is the one who lit the fire. And that's also news to me, because what I heard and read in the transcript is Witt saying that he's, quote, guessing that Christian is the one who lit the fire. It's clear at this point that Bodmer and the cold case unit are bound and determined to pin these murders on Robert and Christian. We haven't talked about this, but they actually tapped their phone lines, both Robert's and Christian's, and recorded literally hundreds of conversations. And I'm not going to be sharing those transcripts with you, because in the hundreds of conversations, they found exactly zero evidence of Robert or Christian being involved. None of it was used in the case against them. These are personal phone calls that I'm not sharing. But in the reports about those phone calls, they're pulling the same type of bullshit, trying to create a case out of nothing. They actually recorded a conversation where Lois calls Christian right after this interview that you're about to hear, which is exactly what you'd expect her to do after being questioned about a murder 6 years after the fact. Call Christian and tell him what's going on, or ask him what's up. Now, the report says that in that call, she proves that she was lying during her interview because she said in the interview that she wasn't familiar with the case, but during the call, she clearly was. Well, no shit. You had just finished talking to her about the case for an hour. It's fresh in her mind and she's calling Christian about it now. And he's acting like it's strange that after he spent an hour talking to her about the case, that now she knows a little bit about it. And even with that, during the conversation with Christian, she still doesn't know Becky's name. They are trying everything at this point to twist this case into a conviction. The last thing that I want to mention before playing the interview is that Lois shares some pretty personal information here. So personal that I was torn about publishing it. She tells the investigators that during the summer before the murders, she and Robert had fooled around sexually. She tells them that she doesn't want that info getting out because Robert had a girlfriend, Sarah, at the time. I just want you all to know that I reached out to Lois and asked her if she was okay with me posting the interview. Now, some will say that I was trying to protect Robert, but that had nothing to do with it. We're talking about a teenager cheating on his girlfriend, and I think that most people believe that that's probably what he was hoping to do with Becky. It's not like it's some big shocker or surprise. But my concern is that Lois never had any even perceived or alleged connection to this crime. She had nothing to do with all of this, and this is clearly something that she regretted doing, because Robert had a girlfriend. And even though we're talking about teenagers' love lives from 17 years ago, I was still uncomfortable sharing that information, so I left it up to her to decide. And Lois told me that while it is upsetting for the world to hear her personal business, it's very important to her that the full truth be told. So she told me to post the interview. And that is what you're about to hear. This is Lois Robbins' interview from May 22nd, 2012.
Did Christian ever talk to you about that incident?
No.
Never said anything?
The only thing is that I know that they had been, he had been questioned. That was it. And that we were all living together, and they, when he did get arrested to be brought in, me, Jackie, and our house did get read it.
Like a search warrant?
Yeah, search warrant. We came home and the house was a mess and there was a search warrant up on the thing. That's the extent of everything I know.
Now you said we and they, that we were living together and...
Me, Jackie, and Christian. Okay. Jackie's his fiance.
Okay. All right. So were you also brought in?
No, I never was. A couple of my items were taken, like an old phone. Pictures of maybe me, him, and her were taken, and that's about it. And then Jackie's computer was taken and some other things, but no, I was never brought in.
Okay. Any idea why, or...?
I just think that because I did live with him at that point, but I wasn't so... I guess involved with him, like we were friends and stuff like that.
Right.
But I do believe too that this was like when we got raided was like 2 or 1.5 years, like quite a while after the incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came in, like I said, raided, put the search warrant on, and right. listed off the items that they took, and
right.
that's it.
Do you remember where you were at that time?
Yes, so me and Jackie were both at work. She also worked at Silk City Palm Springs.
Okay, gotcha.
We were both at work. We came home. And just everything was rated.
Okay.
Rate is such a hard word.
I know, but I mean, that's how, I'm not gonna lie, it's how it felt. Like, there's like his mugshot was left like on our bed, and like.
It could be pretty traumatizing, I guess, or almost like being broken into, every house broken into.
Well, yeah, like we didn't know that neighbor came out, but like, da 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 da. I'm like, what are you talking about? We just went in, and that was a little messy, but nothing we couldn't pick up. Look, nothing was broken, no.
Wow. Hey, I wasn't there, so I got against how long were you actually roommates with them?
Oh, a long time ago. Let's see. This is before. Yeah, I'm just trying to. This is right before I left to Ohio for that job offer. So maybe the season of Sub City, so much. About 6-7 months, roughly.
Okay. Had you ever been alone with, were you better friends with Jackie?
Oh, yeah, Jackie's my best friend. And, like, me and Christian, we're close, but we have, we're close too, I would say, yeah. I mean, they're still together, so I do talk to her and I check in on how he's doing, but
so the connection with Christian was basically obviously through Jackie.
Yes.
Okay, alright. Just so I understand. Did you mention you still talk to them on a regular basis or
Jackie, yes.
Okay. What about with Christian at all or
like I said, it's gonna be through Jackie, yeah.
When's the last time you actually visited them or
just recently actually.
Oh, okay. I guess that would be
the Washington,
the rainy Washington mm-hmm. trip. Okay. Just vacation or?
Yes, just a vacation.
How long were you up there for?
I was up there Monday through Friday, so about 5 days.
And just recently or?
Yes.
Or last week or a month ago or?
Last week.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you guys talk anything about that incident or being raided or? Just
no.
Sitting around shooting the breeze about
it. No, I'm gonna be honest, after it happened, Jackie was a little more freaked out than I was. She was like, oh my god, they're gonna do that. But after that, it's nothing we've ever thought about twice, anything like that.
Okay.
It's just.
Kind of came, it was an incident in
your life. Yeah, like he was talked to, he was released, that was the end of it. We all moved on.
Right.
Kind of thing. Never got into details about anything. And it's like, I guess in the past, it's the best way to say it. Like I said, like, honestly, when you just told me, completely gone, yeah.
Jacqueline, tell me about Jacqueline, or kind of person she is. And again, be honest.
No,
we all have our quirks.
Yeah.
You know,
Jackie is my best friend. She is a little bit shy at the most. Around me, I guess I bring it out in her. She's a homebody kind of. Like, she's very, has a couple of friends that she would go out and do stuff with. But for the most part, Jackie is ready to have a family, settle down. She's very, doesn't see the point of going out to bars and getting drunk, anything like that. She's very, let's work, let's do this, that kind of thing.
Okay. pretty focused on that lifestyle or family.
That, and she's very just focused on doing what's best for her, and she's doing great at work. I know, but I'm so addicted to them. They're so good. I think they should be banned. But just very focused on doing her job and, you know, getting through life without causing too many problems and just following the rules. She's kind of right. Make fun of her. She's very stickler right. About the rules.
Pretty straight-laced.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah, and it's just funny to be around her because I'm a little bit. I don't break every rule, but I'm a little more crazier in a while. I like to go out and socialize and do that kind of thing. And she's like, no, we have to do this.
That's kind of complement each other pretty good. Friendships like that. Too. What about Christian? Well, let me ask you, how long have you in total known Jackie?
Okay, since I was, it'll be 9 years. In July.
Okay. You meet her through school or something?
Water park, actually. We're friends at the water park.
Oh, okay. Kristen, how long have you known Kristen?
I've known him maybe 6 years. We met at the water park as well.
Okay. So, was that through Jackie or?
Kind of me and Jackie did training for the park and then. Jackie and him started dating, and that's kind of like how we met, kind of thing. And just through the water park as well.
Okay.
And then we were their bosses, so it was kind of like we knew everybody there, kind of thing. It was just like a loose friendship, I guess, with everyone. That's how we think of it at the water park.
But small group.
Yeah, we have about like 80 to 90 lifeguards, and unfortunately, it is like high school because it gives kids another place. So that's how everyone knows each other.
Okay. Kristen. Mm-hmm. Talk about Kristen, and again, be honest.
Yeah. Kristen is extremely, this is the way that you follow rules, because like I said, he worked for me and then he did get a promotion thing. Mm-hmm. It was very, these are the rules we need to follow them. They're put in place for a reason. Yeah, there's no questions about it. And he was really good. A lot of people were surprised too because I'm a female and I'm his boss. And it might have been because he was dating Jackie, but anytime I told him to do something, he understood that, okay, it's coming from someone higher up. This is how it needs to be done. He's very motivated, very good hard worker, that kind of thing. And I mean, he is a very sensitive person as well. Like a lot of people don't see that
right
off the bat, but he is very sensitive. I mean, like he always takes care of Jackie and he's always like helping out.
Like taking, I wouldn't say orders, but direction.
Authority from
female as supervisor or as a higher authority.
Yeah.
Anger issues, anything like that?
I think not so much anger issues, but competitiveness. Like we would do games and stuff like that. He's like, we gotta win. You get a little worked up about it. But nothing to where it raised a red flag where I'm like, hey, I gotta pull you aside, or hey, I mean, 17, 18-year-old boys are. Gonna get super excited when they're with their friends and all they want to do is win, but no. I mean, he was never disrespectful to me or, or other manager there, any other female workers.
Right.
He was generally pretty popular.
Okay. Right. Anything else you can tell me about the two of them or?
I pretty much have told you everything about them.
Right. Okay. I'm going to kind of get a specific here. Now, I know, obviously, there's, you know, this is a big case file, and this has never really gone away, this homicide up there. You know, it's pretty brutal. And, you know, so we've been kind of working on it off and on. It's not one that just kind of went up on the shelf because there is information that is, you know, there that we've been working on. All right. And I have come across information also that there was a subject who overheard a conversation between Kristen, Jackie, and I believe yourself, where Kristen was kind of the, should I who's the focus or the one providing the information. And it was a conversation in reference to that homicide up there, making a statement about another subject being responsible for starting the fire.
Okay, I can honestly say I've never had a conversation with anything like that. I do know who his best friend was at the time. The other person questioned was wrong with me, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I was, at the time, kind of dating Robert, like before it, that kind of thing. Right. I'll be honest with you.
Before the incident up there?
Yes, and then we did, but they were best friends, so, you know, he came around, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say that me and Jackie have maybe asked Christian, and he's like, look, he's like, I'm not allowed to talk about it. This is nothing like that. We did ask, you know, like, is this serious? Is this something you need to call your dad about? That kind of thing. That's the only conversation that I can have. I can honestly say that we have had like that. But like I said, Christian took it extremely serious. I was like, no, this isn't something we're talking about. He said, I didn't do it. This is it. My dad said, you know, we got my lawyer, all that kind of thing. So we just didn't feel, well, me and Jackie, of course, are nosy, so we want to know the details of it. But he was just like, no, this isn't something that you go around and talk about. So I don't recall ever having that situation with that. Now, me and Robert weren't necessarily together at that time, but he was involved in it, and he was getting questioned, I know.
Were you dating him before that or after that?
I wouldn't really say I was dating. I'm not going to lie, because like, he had a girlfriend at the time, and me and him would hang out and do that kind of thing, so it wasn't like the best situation, but... no, we had stopped talking before, but like I said, him being Jackie's boyfriend's best friend,
right.
We can show him, and we've always been civil with each other and that kind of thing.
Right. Are you still civil with each other, or do you?
Him and that girlfriend are now married,
okay.
And we do see each other. Like, it's never been said anything between us, and like, I don't hang out with him as much as.
Right.
I do, like I said, people grow apart, that kind of thing, but. Occasionally, we have a couple friends that are in the Army that are mutual friends. So when they come down, I do see him. I think I see him maybe like once a year, and same with his wife.
Right. Okay. His wife, is that Sarah?
Sarah Hunter, yes.
Okay. Okay. So occasionally, you might run into them or get some kind of social event together then.
Yeah.
Kind of fair to say?
Yeah. I saw anything one time in like 2 years. Once a year. We have one mutual friend that comes down.
Okay.
That he's down from the Army on leave, so we go out to a bar together or all the barbecue, or it's just that's all it is.
Do either one of them have any Marine friends? Any friends that are in the Marines?
I believe we only have one. It's Sam. Gare.
Gare. Do you know how to spell that?
G-A-Y-E-R. G-A-Y-E-R.
Okay. Do you know where he's stationed at? Or?
No, I kind of lost touch with him as well.
When's the last time you talked to him or had any conversation with him?
Actually, it was probably Christmas.
Okay. Was that in person or face-to-face contact?
Oh, it was face-to-face. He was down.
Okay. He was still in the Marine Corps then, or?
Yes, he's still, I believe he still is in the Army.
Army or Marine?
He is in the Army.
Okay. So, is there, okay. So, aside from him, then, anybody in the Marines, any Marines then?
No.
Like, from 29 Miles, or, I guess that would be the closest station.
No.
Here.
No Marine friends.
Okay. And his first name again was Robert, or no,
Samuel.
Was there any time where maybe Samuel might have been in an area where everyone's together, and when I say everyone, Kristen, Jacqueline, maybe yourself, where there might be even the briefest of conversations for somehow, some reason, that incident came up where somebody might have overheard something that...
No. To the best of my memory, no. Like I said, we all haven't been together.
Right.
Everyone has gone different ways, so...
Right. So, do you know Javier Garcia? Do you know Javier Garcia?
No, that name does not sound familiar.
Never heard Chris or Jackie or Robert or Sarah or talk about that name for any reason?
No, who is that?
I'll ask the question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. No, I really don't know who it is.
Okay, I was joking with you. It's just another name that's come up.
Okay, no, I've never heard that name.
Okay.
Right. Well, I mean, I've heard Javier, I've heard Garcia, but never them together or come from anyone like that.
Okay. And you heard those names just in the circle of friends, or just...
Outside, like at work, like something like that.
Like I've heard of a Javier too before, or yeah, as an example. Okay.
Yeah, like at work, I've had people name that, but like not that I've never heard the name Javier, but never come out
of
name.
You're not that name with somebody
else. No.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. If I show you some pictures,
mm-hmm.
and just so that I'm clear that we're talking about the right people, the same people okay. we're talking about, so there's you know, confusion on my part or anyone. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. That was... So, what do you actually do right now with the
part? I am a supervisor of aquatics.
Meaning?
I'm in charge of the lifeguard, the EMTs, park services.
Right.
So, okay. I'm going to be outside all the time.
Oh, okay. You just kind of make the round?
Yeah. It's pretty fun, and I do training there as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is Sarah.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm. That's Robert.
Robert, okay. And there are the two that are married.
Yes.
Actually married. Okay. Anything where they're living at now, or?
No. Like I said, we don't.
Yeah.
That is Christian.
Okay. How long have you been in the Army now?
Oh, man. Too long, I think. No, I don't really know. That is Jackie.
Do they have any children or anything yet? Or
no, not yet. He actually got injured, so.
Oh, really? On the job? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, they will soon. I don't know who that is.
No?
No. I don't know if that is.
No? Not even remotely familiar or anything? Or,
No. I'm pretty good with, like, people too, but no.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be
yeah.
the world.
He said that Christian said he couldn't talk about it. Did he say why?
I believe that he had his lawyer had instructed him not to. Like, that's it. He just said, you know, I'm not supposed to talk about it. Lawyer instructed me not to. That was it.
And was that the only time he had said that or mentioned that to you?
Yes. And like I said, we didn't talk about it.
What was his demeanor like? What was he, meaning, what was he, when all this happened, I mean, you were not involved, but you're a little traumatic about the raid, as you
yeah.
call it. But what was his demeanor like? Was he scared? Was he nervous? Was he just happy-go-lucky?
What ended up happening is he didn't get released till late at night, and mm-hmm. Him and Jackie were in there, and I didn't really feel, because I'm not directly linked with him, mm-hmm. feel the need to go in there and start questioning anything like that. But for the most part, it's really hard for me, honestly, to remember. This has been a long time ago, like, how someone's demeanor was.
But you say go in there, where?
In their bedroom.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't going to knock on and be like, hey, guys.
But being best friends with Jackie, did she ever later on disclose anything to you?
No, I mean...
Because your curiosity is going to, you know,
no, yeah,
especially a homicide, you know.
No, yeah, and like me and Jackie's opinion on it is that we don't believe he had any involvement in it, and that's the end of it. So it's like, I don't feel that we needed to dig any further because we believe that he has no involvement in it whatsoever, so we're not going to continue to badger. And like I said, unfortunately, it has been so long, so not everything's so fresh in my memory.
Right.
And our lives have moved on past it because we believe that he's...
Do you have an idea what could have happened?
I have no idea. Or, I just know what happened on the news is that the house burned down.
Or why they focused on Christian and Robert?
I don't know why. I know why they focused on Robert. I know that the female was an ex-girlfriend of his.
Okay.
That's the extent of what I know. And I know that Christian and Robert, unfortunately, when people are best friends and stuff like that, sometimes they do come as a package deal. So, I mean, it's how me and Jackie are, like, at work. Like, if I would get in trouble for something, they assumed it was me and Jackie were being lazy together. So, that's the extent of everything that I know.
And then, how's their relationship now between Christian and Robert?
No, that's not something I ever really talk about with him because he's been gone and in the army so long, so I don't really know.
So you don't know if they're still friends?
No, I don't. And like I said, I've hardly ever seen Robert. The only people I really keep in touch with is Jackie.
Okay. So you don't know if they had a fallout or they're still calling each other or anything like that?
No, you know, I don't know that. I know he has, I guess, going into the army. You need a whole bunch of people. Right. You have a closer bond with them kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know.
So Jackie would know, obviously, if Christian is still friends with Robert. Did they ever have an argument or anything? Did they ever fight? I mean, friends fight, but...
Yeah. You mean like a vicious fight?
Not physical, but maybe like disagreements or anything. Did they ever have...
They might like yell at each other about video games when I was around. Like, why did you do that kind of thing? But that's to the extent of the arguments I see.
Okay, and...
Or who can do more push-ups? That was a big one. I mean, like, other than that, no.
Machismo stuff, right?
Yeah.
You said you hung out with Robert quite a bit back then.
Yeah.
And you're saying that was before the homicide, during and after the homicide, or?
I'm going to be honest, like, I don't really know exactly when the homicide went down, nothing like that. To me, I don't think I was with him around then. It was kind of just like a summer thing, and it wasn't anything serious.
Okay.
We hung out, whatever, and that was it.
Okay, and then, not to pry into your personal life, but when you say hanging out, you guys had a dating / sexual relationship.
Yes.
Okay, but not serious.
No.
It was just kind of...
Yeah.
Okay. But did he ever... You said that you barely knew Becky at first when we first started talking to you.
I don't know her.
Not personally, but did you heard the name before?
The only time I ever heard it was on the TV, and then, of course, on the thing... is what they were arrested for. But other than that, like, I've never met her, never heard her name mentioned, anything like that.
Okay, so you never heard Robert tell you all my ex-girlfriend's a B or nothing, or never vented to you about Becky?
No.
But you did say he did date her before.
I did know that, yes.
And how did you know that?
Because of the warrant and everything, they told us that... That's what it was, and he told me, actually, it was him, yes, he did tell me, he's like, I have a lawyer, he's like, this is what's going on, it was around Christian's birthday, and he had said, yeah, she was my ex-girlfriend, that was it.
Okay, when you said, this is going on, what do you mean, what did he tell you?
That we're being brought in question, this is going on, like that.
Did he give you any details about what happened?
No, neither of them did.
No, I mean, like you said, this was going on, they're saying that I did this, this, and that. Did he mention what exactly happened?
No, they just said that they were being questioned for the fire and the murder. That's it. They didn't say, like, exact details of what everything. It's none of my business now, so.
That date was actually September 2006 is when that.
When that occurred.
Happened. Okay, yeah, so I wasn't still quick enough that time.
Okay. So the relationship
was. Okay. Like I said, it's hard
but you still hung
because it wasn't a dating situation.
Right.
But you still hung around because of Christian after that.
Yeah, I mean they were friends, so they played video games together, do that kind of thing. Me and Jackie lived together, and Christian was dating Jackie, so I saw them.
Does Sarah know anything about you guys?
No, I really like.
Like,
to be honest,
like Investigator Water said. I mean, will you tell us? Stays in here.
Okay.
We're not going to go run out and say anything. You know, know, we can't stop you from saying anything to anybody, but we respect that. So what was that? So she didn't mention anything. He just kind of was vague about what happened. They had attorneys. They didn't want to talk about it.
And yeah, and the only reason they ever, I believe, told us anything is because our house got raided. Okay. That's the only reason why. They just told us, look, release. This is what they're questioning us for. It's my ex-girlfriend in the story. We're innocent. That's it. And I said, okay.
What was Robert's demeanor like when he told you that?
I think he was, let's see. Actually, I didn't see Robert the day that he got released. I didn't see him until a couple days after. He was just like a little shocked that he was even being questioned for it, anything like that. Like, he's like, I can't believe that kind of thing, but nothing crazy.
You said Jackie's working right now?
Yeah.
Is she working? What does she do now?
She works at, I think, a retail store. I'm not 100% what it is. It's one of the little smaller ones.
Small retail shop? Okay. And if there's a way to contact Jackie, how will we contact her to speak to her if we have to?
I believe it would be her cell number.
Do you know that by heart?
I don't want to give it to her without...
You don't want to give it to me without...
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to be honest.
That's fine. No, you know what? I respect that. That's fine. We'll end up giving you a card here soon, and maybe we'll... maybe she'll call us. And you're saying Kristen is injured?
Yes.
You got her in the Army?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it bad or?
Yeah. But he'll be all right.
What happened?
He just got shot in the arm.
Oh.
Yeah. And he'll be all right.
By friendly fire or overseas? Really? So what's he doing now?
Rehab.
So he goes into the base and does rehab? He does that basically every day?
About 6 days a week, yeah.
Okay. Well, what does he do when he's not at the base?
At home, he can't really do anything because of the medications and everything he's under.
Okay.
Was that just recently? Or?
Yes.
I don't have anything right now.
This is Rebecca Freed.
Okay.
This is the girl that was murdered out there. Okay. And just, quite frankly, it's really bullshit. Okay, and that's, I'll say this, I'm really right up front, not going to hold any punches, and no BS back and forth. And Robert and Kristen are still being looked at for this.
Okay.
It, basically, the buck kind of stops there. Okay, this is something that's I mean, they're there until they get solved. There's no statute of limitation, no time limits, or anything, okay? This is somebody's daughter, okay? It was taken at the choice time of her life, very at young, innocent age, okay? A lot of times people do things in their lives where they're a victim of their own circumstances, where inevitable something could happen. This isn't one of those cases. Well, this is a case of a true victim, if you will. They're all victims, okay? But this is a case where this poor innocent person had nothing to do whatsoever with her demise. And it was brutal. To top it all off, it was brutal. Okay, I want to kind of get the sense of, this is the fire we're talking about. Okay, that's how serious this was. So, you guys went to great lengths to cover this up, okay? And I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything, but all murders are dear to our heart, and we want to solve them all. And obviously, some of them have a little more to them, such as these. We're not talking about two gang members that are in some fight or something, or some drug deal gone bad or no crap like that. Right? This is, I can't emphasize it enough. And this is what we're. This is what it boils down to. Okay? That's where we're at. This is the end result. But whatever happened up there, this is the end result. Okay? And I just want you to know where we stand. That's why 2006, 2012, we're still looking into this, okay? Because I don't care what you do, what you've done in life, nobody has this coming. Nobody. And on top of that, she wasn't the only victim. Her mother was murdered, and her mother's boyfriend or fiance were also murdered, you know, as a result of that. Okay, so, I bring these pictures because I do kind of want a little bit of shock to see,
to make it real.
It is real. It's real, and it's, and a lot of times I still get caught up in, right? We try to stay, separate ourselves, the emotion and everything, because we can't become emotionally involved with mine. You know, I got adult kids now, but I've got grandchildren and stuff, and I think, you know, and one's a granddaughter, I think, shit. Wow. What if somebody did that to my kids? And that's how we think of these things, is try to put ourselves in that position, and that gives us, well, that assist and the drive and gives a lot of times that extra oomph that we put into it. Because we understand that no matter what, that person, whether it's the gang member, the drug dealer, or whatever, they have a mother, a father, brother, sister, wife, kids. Okay. Fortunately, no kids or anything involved, but mother being a victim, mother's boyfriend or fiance being a victim, and now you got the other living, surviving family members, you know, got her dad, and so on and so forth. I don't have to keep hitting with that, but that's where we're at now. Okay, that's the end result. And we're just here looking for anything. I mean, friendship, I know, goes a long ways and stuff, but at some point, you have to time out here.
No, and that's why I'm telling you everything that I do.
And I
remember hanging out.
The only thing, and I believe you, I really, you come across as a very free-spirited person, okay? Honestly, I not to believe you, alright? And in addition to that, if there were something that you were holding back for whatever reason, I respect that too, and I understand that. I always tell people, because here's what we go to talk to people, and in 99% of the cases, we expect people to lie to us. Maybe not that high, but for the most part, we expect people to lie to us. And we don't get upset about that, because we know going in, right? It's once we get there, and we can break through some of those barriers, and maybe kind of switch gears and come down from that, all right? And if somebody continues to do so, the only thing what I really respect is if somebody is lying to me and my spill to them is, hey, look, if there's just something you don't want to tell me, or because you can't for whatever reason, just tell me, hey, the water's yet. I know there's information I know, but I just can't tell you. And I can respect that, because I know that's the nature of the business, or, you know, life. All right? Leave you our cards.
Okay.
All right. And I would ask if after this conversation,
it stays here.
I can't put that on you. But you, if you need to talk to some of that, I understand. But I just, when I say that what we talk about in here stays between us, that's him and I, because a lot of people think, well, the cops are going to freaking, and it happens. Some of these young guys and stuff, they'll sit and they'll talk to somebody. They'll get information. Let's just use an example for drug sales or something. So they'll go to the next person and say, hey, well, Lois told me that that you were selling drugs and she bought her last bag from you. Okay? So you see, that's bad business.
Yeah.
That's bad business. So we don't get involved in that at all. What you talk about afterwards, that's what you're comfortable with. If you're comfortable with it, that's fine. Okay? But we are not going to go out and do the bad business. Okay?
I just had a question. Why did my name get put into any of this? Just wondering.
I can tell you that is obviously because you were a roommate during that time period, and that's pretty much how your name surfaced. And so I guess without beating that.
Well, I just wonder, like, why it is, like, 6 years down the road that I mean, if I was always involved in it, why are you guys now wanting to talk to me?
You said the key words right up front when we started is fresh eyes.
Okay.
I'm sure you've watched some of these reality shows about CSI work and cop work and just been watching the news where, you know, 20 years later, they're making an arrest. The cops are making an arrest on something through DNA or maybe the dots weren't connected initially for whatever reason, and now with today's technology, again, the fresh eyes is huge. They're looking at it, and they're able to connect those dots. Okay? So that's pretty much it. Fresh eyes, and again, it's never going to go away, and it's going to be continued. If we're unable to do something with it, you can bet in 5 years, who knows, you might get talked to again in 5 years. Hopefully by somebody different, because I plan on being retired by then. But that's, in a sense, how you
came about.
Yeah. So you are in there to a degree. You're kind of on the outside of the circle, on the circle where there's Kristen and Robert are in the middle of the circle. And that's how we operate. You know, you got initial call with everybody's in the circle, everybody's suspect. And part of our jobs is we're fact finders. It's like putting together a puzzle. And we're, you know, as we talk to people, nothing to do with it. We're exonerating people. Okay? And that's the whole job until I want to be able to exonerate Robert and Kristen.
Can I ask why you guys are looking at them?
You can ask, but I can't tell you.
Okay.
And not being disrespectful or anything.
No, I understand.
But there's a lot of things that I can't tell you for, you know, for obvious reasons. Integrity.
I understand.
But my whole goal, our goal isn't to put people in that circle and just tag somebody with something. That's crap. Alright? That's not how things operate. That's not how it's supposed to be. And I gotta live with myself, too.
Yes.
Right? Okay? And he's gotta live with himself, and you gotta live with yourself. Okay? And so, my goal is to bring everybody out of that circle that I can. And right now, I can't.
Okay.
But I want you to know you are not in it.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm on hours.
Understand that. And that's your connection.
Okay.
Okay, because you know these people, and you are roommates with them. So, fair enough?
No, it makes sense, and okay. I respect your honesty, and thank you.
Okay. And I'm sorry I can't give you a lot of information and stuff, but anyways. Do you have any other questions or anything that I may or may not be able to answer?
Are you guys going to need me to come down again, or will this probably be the last time?
I don't anticipate, but I guess there's always that potential.
Okay.
And believe me, if I need to talk to you again, but we'll make every effort to accommodate you. And hey, can we get together and talk just like this last time? And hopefully, I know this is probably a big surprise. You go from, you know, from one extreme to the other. And I apologize. And believe me, that it's like a freak incident. Or circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, but yeah, I can't sit here and tell you no and be 100%.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Any questions like that?
All right. I would ask you this. I'm not, I guess in a way I am, but in the event you hear something or something pops up, or just human nature, you're off doing whatever and something clicks, you know? Because when I leave here, I'm going to be like, shit, why didn't I ask her A, B, or C? That's just the nature of the business, all right? I tried to write down a few things as you saw, but I'm getting old too. So, but if something comes up after this, please give us a call. I mean, you can, I'm going to give you our office number.
Okay.
It's generally the best way to reach one of us, either Vargas or myself. But yes, please call, and again, confidential, all right? Anything whatsoever that you think might assist in solving Rebecca's murder. Okay. And I know it can be very painstakingly, very painful if it involves a friend, especially a good friend. I understand that, and I respect that. All right. But nobody deserves what you saw there. Nobody. That's the bottom line. That's cruel and inhumane. That's overboard. That's way overboard.
And just one thing too, I mean, and knowing that at this point the focus is going to be Christian and Robert, and you being such good friends with Jackie, you're probably a little fearful for her. So he's like, you don't know what we know, but in fact, however, you know, you're probably like wondering, God, is she safe? Is she okay? And that's understandable too. So if you ever feel, you know, you need to call somebody and say, hey, look, I'm afraid for my friend's life or for her safety or what have you, you know, you make sure you give us a call. Okay?
I'm going to give you a couple cards for the Protective Book or this is being on there also. And this is, this here is that's just the case number.
Okay.
Okay, so if you were to call our office, you can refer to this as the case number, Dr. Eberty Tech. And that's this here, 187 is just a penal code or
for murder.
Okay, so it's a murder case. All right. Should have numbers one more time on that. I'll get that.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Is it Lois or Lois?
It's Lois, like Lois Lane.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Okay. Well, actually, everything that you guys written down, I'm just going to go into a report of what I said.
I do have to document or write a brief report, like a summary, and that's more for us. So I can go back and say, oh, such and such date and time, I talked to Lois and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, for any reason I wanted to read that, would I be able to since I was the one that said it or no?
You won't have access to it.
Okay.
No. I will tell you this. So in the event someday this ever goes to court or anything, that is possible.
Okay.
Okay. But now it's just going to be in case notes, or just some notes. And that's about as far as it goes. But I think it's the potential there.
Okay.
Down the road.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and
yes.
Appreciate your honesty. My son was sleeping the heck out of Red Bulls all the time.
Yeah, they're so bad for me too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time.
Yes, anytime.
And I'll let
one walk around.
Because I don't know. Or which way is it?
Yeah, it's right there. He's right there. Go to the right. You'll see the front lobby. Hey, we're She's out of here. Yeah, I don't know. She said he was shot overseas and he's going through rehab. And how long ago? She goes, just recent. So it could have been friendly fire too. Who knows? But anyways, she's going. So you might be getting phone calls right now. All right. Yeah. So. Huh. Okay. So. So what I'm getting at with this guy is he's probably. Hold on. Yeah. With the Smith, he's probably. Stand by.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Edited by Kelly Barron's Brink and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our fonts across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design, and you can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website, TruthAndJusticePod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Kay Wood Yomnick, Ginger Fiola, Erica Cantor, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Ford, Courtney Wimberly, and Melissa Cardenas. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in several ways. To financially support the show, the best thing you can do is just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You'll not only be supporting the show, but you'll get something in return. On Patreon, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes bonus video content every week. Then other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also do us a huge favor by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the brands that sponsor this program. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page on Facebook. And for all you tweeters out there, you can connect with us on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. And I can be found personally on all forms of social media @BobRuffTruth. And don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.